brought to you by Burr and Foreman, broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia. It's time for Results Matter Radio, where we bring you pertinent business information and offer real-life solutions to help drive desired results for you, whatever your business may be. Now, here are your hosts, Elizabeth Gordon and Lee Cantor.
Good morning, everybody. It is May 28th. I'm Elizabeth Gordon, and you're listening to Results Matter Radio, brought to you by Burr and Foreman. We've got a great show for you today, coming off a Memorial Day weekend. Today's show is spotlighting Law Jam Atlanta 2013. If you have not heard about Law Jam, you're in for a treat because this is a really awesome event, and I've got four great people in the studio to tell us all about it today. Bert Reeves is here, an attorney and MC of the event. Scott Hitch is with us, Burr and Foreman. Sally Hogsett is the executive director of the Atlanta Bar Foundation. And Brenton Hund is with us, an attorney for Turner Broadcasting. So, Bert, let's have you start us off here and tell us about the event itself. What is Law Jam?
Well, thank you, Elizabeth. Thanks for having us here today. Law Jam is basically, our tagline is, it's the battle of the lawyer bands. And this is going to be our fourth year running with this event. It's a fundraiser for the Atlanta Bar Foundation. And we basically highlight bands in Atlanta, in the metro Atlanta area, that feature at least one practicing attorney as a member of the band. And there are actually more bands than you can probably imagine in Atlanta that have an attorney in the band. In fact, there are many bands in Atlanta that feature nothing except attorneys as the members of their band. But the nature of the event is it's a competition to crown the champion in the battle of the lawyer bands, and at the same time raise as much money as we can for great causes. And so this is our fourth year. We have seven bands this year, and we do the event. It's very much set up in the American Idol format. We have judges that give some interactive feedback, some of which is serious, some of which is funny, as we go through the show. And they're certainly a critical part of it and very entertaining. And then I play the MC role, so I get to do my best to play Ryan Seacrest, which is a lot of fun. And the event runs from 7, and we aim to be finished at 11 p.m., and it's just action-packed, nonstop fun with great music.
Awesome. And where is it held and the date?
The event each year is at the Variety Playhouse, which is a great, legitimate, real music venue that's been a part of the Atlanta music scene for a long time. I don't know how long Variety has been around, but it is, it's a great venue. And it's on Saturday, June 8th is our event. So less than 2 weeks at the Variety Playhouse from 7 to 11.
Now, Sally, why don't you tell us more about the Atlanta Bar Foundation and the money that's raised at the event?
Yes, I'd love to. The foundation is the charitable arm of the Atlanta Bar Association, and the foundation's been in existence for more than 25 years. And in those 25 years, it's given away more than $1.5 million to the Atlanta community to fund wonderful projects like the pro bono providers that provide free legal services to people who can't afford them, and also to Atlanta Bar projects that serve disadvantaged youth. And so actually that's where the proceeds from our event will go. And last year we raised almost $50,000 for those causes.
That's terrific.
So over the years, it's accumulating. So we're excited about this event, that it's really helping, you know, people that need help in the Atlanta community.
Now, let's talk about being a musician slash attorney. I'd like you guys to give us a little bit of background on yourselves now, on your career paths, as you've been able to pull off this very creative combination. Because, I mean, as Bert was saying, people would probably be surprised to hear how many practicing attorneys are also singing in a band, too, and really good at it. So give us kind of your story. Brenton, why don't you start?
Yeah, sure. Brenton Hund, I'm now currently music counsel at Turner Broadcasting. My goal when I graduated from high school and then from college was to become a rock star. And I spent about 9 years trying at that, playing in a couple of bands, played in a band called Busby, and we did about 150 shows a year, traveling up and down the East Coast. I play guitar and sing, and you know, we had sort of a small entourage of folks, you know, van and trailer, and we thought we were pretty big rock stars.
Totally.
It didn't exactly pay the bills, and you know, we were sort of, like I said, living out of a van and sort of causing trouble and playing music and having a good time and struggling and living a dream and all of the above. And there just came to be a point where I thought I needed to move on. The window of opportunity was closing. And so I went, you know, the pendulum swung completely to the other side and I decided to go to law school. Ultimately, I wanted to become a music lawyer. I found that to be a lot more challenging than I thought it would be. But easier than being a rock star, I guess. So I ended up going to New York for a few years for law school, ended up at Alston & Bird for several years and did some formative training in copyright and trademark work, and now I am music counsel at Turner. So, you know, I think it's hard to balance when you're a lawyer, but I think music is a great passion of a lot of folks, so... I think there's folks like me who just sort of do it more as a hobby now, and other folks who are actually in a band that's outperforming regularly, and you know, they've got rehearsal spaces and they're kind of gigging and you know, trying to you know, wrangle fans to come out and whatnot. So for me, I've been shocked and amazed at the number of talented folks, but also folks who are just really passionate about the music business who are lawyers here in town.
Nice. Now, Scott, your band, Along for the Ride, is performing at Law Jam, right?
That's right. This will be our second year performing. We actually have three lawyers in the band, so I don't think we get any extra points for that. But we're, you know, very well represented in the legal community. It's completely a hobby for us. Our band is made up of guys that have known each other since college, for the most part. And it is interesting from a psychological perspective how many lawyers are in bands. I think it has to do with the fact that lawyers are at heart performers, particularly trial lawyers. You know, you're on stage at any given point of your career. So it's not unsurprising, although people who aren't in the middle of it may think it would be. But there are a lot of lawyers who are into music and into performing. We have a good time doing it as Along for the Ride, and we play gigs around town. The Family Dog is a regular spot for us, and we just got through playing a Welcome to Summer poolside party at a local country club. We'll do that a couple more times over the summer, so lots of good times, and it's always fun to get out and play. The variety, I will say, is one of our highlights. Having that sound system and that stage production behind you is a complete joy. It's so much fun to play this show.
Now, can anybody go to this event? Is the general public invited?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. This is for the whole community.
And you do get a big crowd, and people can still buy tickets, correct?
They absolutely can. They just go to Variety's website and buy tickets there. They're $10 a ticket, so it's just a regular concert price. But you get seven great bands for that price, and the bands are really great. You will be surprised at the amount of talent that you see.
Now, Bert, you're also a musician, the Goodbye Machine. Obviously, you can't perform at the event because you're the MC, but talk a little bit about your music career.
Well, my music background started, I think, when I was in the second grade. My parents had me start taking piano lessons, and I took piano lessons all the way through high school. And at one point, I think I was probably somewhat classically trained, but I kind of always had an ongoing battle with my piano teacher, because she would want me to play Chopin and Beethoven, but I would go home all week and play Billy Joel and Elton John and sing and play rock and roll. But sometime when I was in high school, I taught myself how to play guitar from having a piano background. It was relatively easy picking up another instrument. And when I went to college at Georgia Tech, I wasn't able to take my piano with me, but I was able to take my guitar. And that was where I really started playing the guitar, started performing at various and sundry fraternity events and at Eddie's Attic. And after college, I went to law school at Stetson University, which the law school is in St. Petersburg, Florida. So there are beach bars everywhere down there. And that was where I started really performing, realizing there was a ton of venues that needed acoustic music. And so I brought my PA system down and started performing regularly, got back up to Atlanta after law school and started practicing law as an assistant district attorney in Cobb County. And I started playing again, and there was a defense lawyer named David Willingham. He and I had a case together. He's a younger guy, about my age, and turns out he played guitar as well. And so what started as an adversarial case we had against each other, we ended up, I invited him to play at one of our gigs, and or one of my gigs. I was playing solo at the time. And he jumped on stage, and something happened, and it was easy what we did, and we fed off each other and read each other really well. And so that was about 4 years ago. And that was the beginning of Goodbye Machine, which now we've been playing for quite a while. We play 4 or 5 times a month. And it's a major part of my life and my extra time or whatever extra time I have. But we're just a 2-man acoustic duo, but we've kind of perfected what we do. And we can play literally a fundraiser or a charity event and be background music, or we can play a smoky bar until 3 o'clock in the morning. It depends. So
nice. Now, it's interesting. I mean, we've had other folks on the show who are like, you know, big high-powered executive types, but also in a creative field sort of like this. And I find it interesting, kind of that right brain, left brain contrast. Do you find that being involved in a creative field like that helps make you a better lawyer at times?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question. I'm not sure sort of which follows which, you know. Part of me feels like the creativity is something at least I was born with, and no matter how hard I try, sort of can't get it out of my system. But I do find that some of the details in the practice of law, it has to do with, you know, what's really powerful of a very good lawyer is the creativity and how to sort of spin facts in a certain way or see things from a certain angle. I think music is surprisingly, although it's a creative endeavor, I think it's a detail-oriented endeavor. I mean, for me, learning and practicing a riff on guitar over and over and over and over and over until I understand every nuance of it and can play it. From that to writing a song and understanding sort of the big picture. I think creativity is important in the law, but I think for me, being a detail person, and a lot of that was honed in my formative years, playing guitar and singing and playing in a band, working with other folks. I think, you know, compromising. I think seeing the bigger picture, trying to enjoy what's happening while there's all these incredible amounts of details going on with the music, and at the same time trying to enjoy what's happening at the same time. I think all that, you know, sort of shapes your personality. And I think a lot of that, at least for me, comes through as a lawyer. And so I would say not only the creativity, but also just sort of my passions and details and those kinds of things.
Very interesting.
If I can jump in and add something to that, and the guys can tell me whether this is true or not. I practiced law for 30 years, and so it's a very intense occupation, to say the least. And I'm not a musician, but I've always gotten the impression that it is a wonderful outlet, you know, to have this wonderful creative thing that you do on the side that's fun, you know, with colleagues or with other people that love music. And maybe you guys can tell me if that's true, but that's, I wish I had that piece in my, you know, DNA, but I don't. So I always admire everyone that does.
Have you found it to be kind of like a bonding experience as you've gotten to know the other lawyers?
Oh,
and
absolutely.
Fans too?
What we say is the 3-hour show goes by in 15 minutes because you do get lost in that complete joy of playing, and it is a great outlet and a good release. And I think that comes across to the audience as well. So that's why this event has become the success that it is, because people get it, people enjoy it.
And I've always found that playing music is sort of the great equalizer in my life. It doesn't matter whether, I mean, I was a waiter for 7 years and now I'm a lawyer. It doesn't sort of matter really what I do or what another musician does when we're musicians, especially if we're performing together, we're musicians, and that is governed by, you know, your abilities and your creativity as a musician. But I've always found that, you know, musicians, especially musicians who are in business roles, are just itching to talk about it, you know, and get it out. And it's sort of like crawling under their skin. And so I find conversations with folks who I might never have had a conversation with or had much in common with, all of a sudden, just because, you know, there might be, career strata, or, you know, political strata, or someone else is doing, you know, at a higher position where they wouldn't necessarily have a reason to interact with me. There can be an instant bond and interaction and, you know, sort of these ridiculous table clearing conversations where I'm talking about guitar gear with, you know, another lawyer, and everyone else is like, well, this is real interesting, but we're going to go elsewhere. But it's a cool bond, I think.
Absolutely. I mean, Bert, you're a very active member of the community as well. If you found it, a lot of overplay as you've branched out in relationships with other musicians.
Well, I think I agree with what everyone else has said. And you know, law is it's a very stressful career and industry. There are a lot of stressful careers, and I think law is certainly one of them, and I think everyone understands that. And as Britton said, the great equalizer, and I would just say balance. I think that it's very healthy, really, in any, no matter what it is you do, you have to have some kind of balance. And what music is for me is it's that balance. I can work a really long work week, a lot of hours, and you know, Friday night, then we've got a gig, and I look forward to nothing more than being able to plug in and start playing and singing. And it really does bring a lot of balance, and it's a great outlet. You know, and like Scott was saying earlier, I think lawyers are performers. There's you know, that there's a type A personality that I think if you went to a law school and just blended in a classroom, you would find that there's a lot of type A people in that classroom, and those are typically the kind of people that I think in some situations are attracted to careers like law. And I think that with the type A personality, you're going to find a lot of performers who like to stand up in front of people, whether it's musicians or actors or whatnot.
Nice. Well, as a big music lover, but with very minimal talent, I certainly appreciate these type A's that are able to do both. And I know there's a lot of lawyers that go to this event. I mean, just to watch their colleagues up on stage and get really into it, as well as people in the community. So
I'll say too, just on that point, that it's definitely teeming with lawyers, but interestingly, you know, it doesn't necessarily feel like that, because I think in that capacity they've become fans, just like anyone else. So I think it's a really great crowd. I think we have a pretty good mix too of non-lawyers, especially if they're spouses or whatever the case may be. But I'm amazed at, you know, how executives and lawyers and powerful folks, you know, will crowd the stage when their friends are up there and sort of cheer them on. So it's a great I think moment.
So, Brenton, are you saying lawyers are people too?
I wouldn't go that far.
Now, how are the bands selected, and who? What's the lineup for the show? I'm getting excited now.
Well, this past year was actually the way we do selections is we advertise the open window of when we're taking applications, and so the band has to apply as well as send sound clips or video clips, so we have a chance to see what their music sounds like. And each year, there are more and more bands applying. And, I mean, we were all in the room this year when we selected this year's slate of bands, and it was by far the hardest year yet. There were just – we probably could have had twice the number of bands if time allowed as far as quality and talent. And so it was very, very, very difficult. But I think that – when we select the bands, we look at a combination of factors, one of which is how many lawyers are in the band. The more lawyers that you have, a lot of times that's something that will work in your favor. The type of music that you play, we don't want to have seven 80s cover bands play. We want to have some variety in the music. And we've got, you know, there are some bands that have returned that have played multiple years in it, and we welcome back bands that have, you know, previously had success at our event. But that's kind of a nutshell, kind of what we do and we select.
I can even add the numbers. We actually had 20 bands that wanted to be in our show this year. I think the word is out in the music community that it's a well-run show. It's fun. And you just can't beat variety's sound. And so we get all the sound and lighting that every national act, you know, gets. Dave Matthews has played at Variety. You know, our bands are getting exactly the same engineering and sound and lighting, and so it's a blast for the bands. You know, they look and sound as good as they are. But I think six of those bands had conflicts with the dates, so 14 actually were the applicants, and then we could only take seven. So it was a very difficult choice because the bands were so good this year.
It could have been a three-day festival this year. There's really talented musicians applying.
And I'll just jump in to say, too, as stage director, and basically I'm a glorified, you know, stage hand, which is one of my life dreams, really. I thoroughly enjoy it. I'm there from about noon to midnight. But working with the folks at Variety, and as Sally said, I mean, they have national acts 6-7 days a week. I go there regularly. It's fantastic. One of my favorite venues in town to listen to music. And, you know, we're just sort of a bunch of lawyers at a law event. Just having been in the music business, they don't necessarily have an incentive to treat us well. And maybe in sort of some of my disgruntled touring past, I've been in contact with a lot of venues where the folks there maybe aren't that happy to work there. It's just not the case with Variety. I can't say enough about how awesome they treat us. You know, their goal is to make the bands feel like rock stars for an evening. And they really, really do. I mean, from, you know, having a cool green room experience to having, you know, a totally decked out stage. The sound system is always totally tweaked out. It sounds fantastic. The sound on stage is amazing. We rent a professional backline of gear. You know, so the entire experience, I think, from a service perspective, is phenomenal. And the guys at Variety just couldn't be nicer to us and more encouraging and supportive. So from that angle, I'm amazed and awed at what a cool experience it is from my perspective as a stagehand, and then also just from the perspective of the bands playing it.
Definitely.
And I'd like to add something right now, and Brenton is very humble, but Brenton deserves a tremendous amount of the credit of the success of the event. One of the things that I'm the most proud of about this event, we were involved with this thing when it was just an idea over 4 years ago or 3 years ago. But as it's happened and taken place, one of the things that I'm the most proud of is how professional the evening is. This is not like garage bands setting up where there are sound issues and feedback explosions taking place. It is a truly, truly professional evening. The sound is tight. No one will ever know the work that Brenton does back behind the stage. It's a totally behind-the-scenes job. But he is absolutely, positively the glue that holds this whole event together, and does an amazing job, and I think it deserves a lot of the credit as far as why is the event so professional each year.
That's awesome. It is amazing how that those details, the stage, the lighting, all of that behind-the-scenes stuff makes such a big difference in the overall experience when you're watching a rock show. So what kind of music do you guys play, Scott, in Along for the Ride?
So we're a classic rock cover band that tends toward jam music. We'll play just about anything from country to stupid covers, but so that we're deciding right now what the 20-minute set list is going to look like for this year. I think we got a good read on last year as far as what the judges were looking for. We've got a better time slot perhaps this year, so we're looking forward to it. But I want to talk about the other bands too, and get Bert's input, because the folks that we're sharing the stage with are absolutely phenomenal this year. We're going to be the worst band on stage by far.
Well, Bert, you mentioned it's a variety of music. What else can we expect?
Well, just to talk a little bit about a few of the bands, we're really excited this year to have back Bellwether Station. They were the Law Jam champion 2 years ago. They actually won Best Band and Best Original Song. There are some of the bands will play covers. Some play some originals. We've had bands that play nothing but originals. So there's a good variety of music that you're very familiar with and stuff that you've never heard. But Bellwether Station is great. They're a typical kind of alternative country band, really high energy. Their lead singer is a lawyer named Chris Fox. There's four guys in this band. They're all four lawyers here in Atlanta. Lead singer is a good buddy of mine named Chris Fox, and he practices law at Thompson Hine. And he's probably one of the more charismatic performers. He's got a crazy beard and always plays in his plays barefooted, doesn't wear any shoes or socks when he sings, but very, very charismatic singer. And they're just a really fun band. We are really looking forward to what they're going to do this year. They spent the last year cutting a CD. They were at a studio over in Athens, and so they've got a record out now.
Nice.
We also have a band returning from a couple of years ago called Book Club. A Book Club plays around Atlanta all the time. You can Google them and find where they're playing all over the place. But they are a great example of the different kinds of music, and they are kind of more to the folk side of things. I was trying to figure out who to compare them to, and I think if you threw Paul Simon, Badly Drawn Boy, and Jump Little Children into a cup and shook it up and spilled it, that would be Book Club. But Robbie Horlick is the lead singer, and he's a local attorney here in Atlanta. And they have some cello-type instruments and some very they do some really eclectic music, and we're looking forward to that. There's also a band named Cheyenne, and this is going to be the show stealer probably of the whole evening. Cheyenne is the attorney in Cheyenne is a guy named Vic Valmis, and Vic practices law up in Marietta for Moore, Ingram, Johnson, and Steele. And I've known Vic since I've been practicing law for about 8 years now. And Vic has a unique background. He was a touring member of the band 38 Special before he went to law school. So he was a legitimate rock star. Left behind the band or the music and went to law school and has a successful law practice. But he is, I guess, a performer's performer is the best way I know to describe him. And you just have to see him play to see what I mean. But his talent is he will probably be the most talented person in the room that night is my guess.
So the price of tickets for the event is
$10,
and people can buy them at the Variety website.
Absolutely, absolutely. Tell and they could also walk up that evening if they'd like to.
Okay.
Buy them from the box office.
So why do you think folks come to Law Jam year after year, guys?
Because
I mean,
It is so much fun. The music is great. That music is the universal language, which is why the foundation really loves this program. We love to put it on. It's just well worth doing. The music is fabulous. Everybody on stage has a wonderful time. The audience just goes crazy because they can't believe how great these bands are, and they really get into it. So it's just so much fun, and I think that's the reason it's so successful. And also, you get such variety of music. You can hear rhythm and blues. You can get country and infused, you know, music. That there's a little bit of everything. So it's just great fun.
And I think it's like, you know, going to a marathon or something if you're supporting one of your friends. I mean, I think there's a lot of folks who are like, well, I'm going to go and support so-and-so who's in this band. And it's a great opportunity for folks to sort of mingle and then also support their friends. And we find that, you know, a lot of folks may not have even seen their favorite, you know, person in their favorite band, maybe not have seen the band perform before, and are pretty shocked at how talented a lot of these bands are. And you know, we pack in seven bands in 4 hours, which is a little bit of a small miracle between each band making it happen. But it's the first year we did it, it had such a neat pace to it. I wasn't sure how it was going to go, but you know, sort of about 20 minutes or so of music, and then we got a few minutes of judges' comments, and then you know, 7 or 8 minutes of changeover, and then we're on to a new band. So there's always something different going on. And I think folks just enjoy the evening. You know, it's kind of an unusual event that we don't really see in Atlanta.
We've got a great group of celebrity judges this year too. Sally, you want to?
Yes,
mention, we talk probably about, should plug our judges.
Yeah, we should also explain the format. The audience votes count for 50% of a band score, and then we have three celebrity judges that also give comments to the band. A lot of them are very funny; they're always very witty and interesting comments. And then they also have judges' scores, and so the combination are the way that bands either win or get the Best Original Song Award. So that's the basic format. But our celebrity judges this year are absolutely wonderful. First of all, we have Judge John Ellington, who is the chief judge of the Georgia Court of Appeals. So our Georgia appellate judge, who's the chief judge, is one of our judges. This is going to be so much fun.
Awesome.
He is just known for his wit and his wisdom, so he'll bring that aspect to it, and we're really looking forward to that. And then Katie Kiley, who is a very popular and well-known radio host from 97.1 FM, The River, which is a classic rock station, will be there. She really knows music. She is very funny, so she's a lot of fun also, but she gives the bands great comments because she understands what they're doing. And then our third judge is
Eddie Owen, and I would love to talk about Eddie for a second, but I'm really excited. This is the first year that Eddie has joined us as a judge, and Eddie Owen is the founder of Eddie's Attic over in Decatur, which is just one of the acoustic music meccas of the Atlanta music scene. He's pretty much single-handedly responsible for discovering the Indigo Girls, Sean Mullins, John Mayer, and several other acts. There are a lot of musical acts out there that have achieved international superstardom that owe their career back to Eddie Owen. He is an incredible guy. When I was in college at Georgia Tech, I was a caddy at East Lake Golf Club over in East Atlanta. Eddie was, I don't know if he still is, but he was a member. So I used to carry his golf bag. And then on Monday nights, I would go perform in his open mic competition. And so I'm looking forward to seeing Eddie again. But he has just got some really great industry insight, and I can't wait to hear his comments and critiques of the bands this year. He's going to have some great insight.
Yeah, and Eddie is also now the owner of Eddie Presents. It's at the Red Clay Theater. And that has really taken off as a music venue also.
Terrific. All right, so Saturday, June 8th, starting at 7 p.m., Variety Playhouse. Get your tickets online. Show up at the door. Fans of our show know we always like to finish by talking about results that matter. So I'd like to just go back around the table one last time and have each of you talk about what you're most looking forward to about Law Jam this year. So, Scott, why don't we start with you?
Okay. We're looking forward to playing our set, obviously. It's so much fun. But the main result of this event, having fun for a good cause and the money that's raised is the result of this whole thing. So that's central to why we all do it, and looking forward to raising a bunch of money.
Absolutely. Sally, how about you?
I'm just looking forward to the fun of the evening. Of course, I'm part of the audience, but I'm also paying attention to the logistics and how everything is running. But it is just great fun to see how much fun everybody has. And frankly, I love to listen to the music. So that's really what I'm looking forward to is the
Absolutely.
Music.
Brenton, how about you?
You know, I kind of like just running around, making sure everything's going to happen. It kind of reminds me of the old days when I used to tour and we'd show up at the gig and, you know, nothing to be set up. And you're thinking, I'm not sure this is actually all going to happen on time. And then just watching it all sort of be built up from nothing. The gear comes in, we start setting it up, and there's troubleshooting and a lot of, you know, hurry up and wait. Bands coming in, dropping off gear, and sort of getting everything together. And then just the frenzy of running around during the show, trying to get the bands changed over. For me, it's just a kind of a lot of fun and a throwback, and I'll enjoy that, I think, along with everything else.
Definitely. Bert?
I think the thing I'm looking forward to this year, there's going to be some changes with the MC layout. In the past 3 years, I have MC'd by myself, and we've had a judge named Lisa Moore. She's participated in all three Law Jams as a judge. She is one of the premier music and entertainment attorneys in Atlanta, so she's got a lot of great experience in the field. But she's been an excellent judge, but we are changing things up this year. She is going to be up on the stage co-emceeing with me. And Lisa has a big personality and is a lot of fun. And between the two of us, we'll probably say some crazy things throughout the night, and I'm probably going to have some costume changes throughout the night, which we'll talk more about later. Ooh. Sally. But so there's going to be some different things going on with the MC that I am very excited. I think it's going to be a really fun night.
Terrific. Well, thanks, you guys, for coming into the studio to tell us all about it. We're looking forward to it as well. Special thanks to all my guests, Brenton Hund, Sally Hogsett, Burt Reeves, and Scott Hitch. I'm Elizabeth Gordon. You've been listening to Results Matter Radio. We'll talk to you next week.
This has been a joint production of Burr and Foreman and Business Radio X. Burr and Foreman is a full-service law firm with offices across the Southeast. If results matter to you and you want them to matter to your law firm, please give Burr and Foreman a call at 404-685-4337. For more information and to find the right attorney for you, visit burr.com. That's B-U-R-R.com.